The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the happy place on your dial. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Dial?
MikeOMaraShow.com. It's Rob along with Oscar, Buzz, Mark, and RJ3. And I don't know where Mike is.
Where is he?
I haven't seen him. Have you seen him when you got here today?
No.
By the way, this is really great acting. Because we
He's
got
not
here.
In the kitchen.
No, I did not see him in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I got here. Everything seemed normal, and I haven't seen Mike.
Rob?
Nope. Mike?
Rob, I'm in the basement.
What are you doing in the basement?
It's just cooler down here.
Yeah. Well, we have had a bit of a hot snap here.
Yeah. Rob, I've really had it. I know we have air conditioning, but I'm cooler down here. It's darker down here. It's cooler down here.
Are you down by the cistern?
I'm down by the cistern in what we call the dungeon.
Yes.
No. Don't you have that ice cream fridge down there as well?
I don't, Oscar. You have never been down to the dungeon. I urge you to come down here. There's a beheaded Barbie doll down here.
Oh,
that I leave down here for the kids to feel scared.
You know, Mike, we do the show up here. We kind of need you up here instead.
I just thought it might be interesting to yell up to you guys and stomp your feet on the floor. Maybe I can hear you.
Sure,
down there.
Here.
Oh, that's pretty damn funny.
Hey,
that's really funny.
Doesn't your basement kind of look like the middle part of the opening Olympic ceremonies with all the hospital beds?
Yeah, actually, it does.
I thought so.
But what it is, the basement or dungeon of the house is really the oldest part of the 1903 Victoria.
Sure,
and as you know, Rob, I found some shoes in the house when I put the new Mike Lucas CB Lucas
in
HVAC
the
system.
What
in
did
there.
You find?
How about that plug there? I can get a plug in even during an opening vignette. I haven't planned properly.
What did you find?
Huh?
What did you find down there?
Shoes.
Oh.
But I just, you know, sometimes I like to shake it up, and since I'm doing the show from my house, I thought it might be fun to do the show down here in the
could
basement.
Could you take us on a walking tour, do like a Jackie thing?
That's a great idea. Okay, if you look over here to your right.
Are you walking now?
Yes. I'm walking. You have any walking sound effects? I'm walking. If you look over to my right, there is a... Yeah, I'm shuffling along with my slippers.
Hey, why don't you pick your feet up, you lazy?
Let me shuffle along. Buzz?
Yes.
Yeah, let me shuffle along in my slippers.
All right.
Buzz, go ahead.
All right.
Jesus. Thank you.
There he goes.
What do you see now? What is in your field of vision?
I'm looking over at the sump pump. That's where excess water that comes into the basement is pooped out to the backyard.
Hey, my father fixed that for you once.
That's good. Now, over here in the corner are... 13 old DVD units that I have, or DirecTV receivers.
Oh, I see. Hey, can I have the cards out of them?
Yes, you can sure have the cards.
Like
hi, Oscar.
Is this tour a precursor?
How did you know Oscar was going to talk?
Because he was pointing at him. Oh, I see him. What?
Is this a precursor to HGTV's income property filming of your downstairs?
I have no idea. Ask me if it's a two-bedroom suite.
Is it a two-bedroom suite?
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger suite?
I don't know.
Is it an open concept?
I don't know.
Hey, you know what? Since you're down there with that wonderful reverberation.
Oh, that looks like a rat's nest.
Oh boy.
I think I got rats. Let me move over to the other side now.
Since you're down there with that wonderful reverberation.
Listen to my slippers.
Oh, I forgot you're
shuffling
walking.
Shuffling along the ground. Listen.
Hear them shuffling along. It's funny how the
Hear
slippers.
Them shuffling along.
It's funny how the slippers don't have any reverb.
Over here is where I used to keep drums before I sold them to Mark that he left in the basement for 10 years. Do you still have those drums?
No, RJ does.
No, I
RJ has them. Did I sell them to you?
Yes.
Or I thought I sold them to Mark.
Did, well, but then I
and
I
then
let
I
him
gave Mark
him.
The money. Yes,
he really wanted them. So.
Wait, no, did he pay for them?
He did.
Oh,
he did
he really?
Because
he's notoriously cheap.
No, he did pay.
All right,
he did.
So you, why do you have the drums?
Because I wanted them.
But you don't play drums.
But I can learn.
No, you
I'm
can't.
Coming upstairs.
No, you're not.
Start the goddamn show.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I just dog sat for a friend. He's got a little schnauzer named Rory, who I took the liberty of renaming Doogie Schnauzer for our weekend together. Because that's a way better name for a schnauzer. I think if you have a dog, you should always name your dog based on the breed that it is. Like if you have a basset hound, name it Angela Basset Hound. Why would you not do that? If you have a shih tzu, name it Shih Tzu-y de Chanel. Or Golden Retriever Longoria. Chihuahua Walter Cronkite. Salvador Collie. Labrador Dolly. Yeah. Masalva Border Dolly Culkin. Write that one down. You can build. If you have a boy pug, name it Michael Pugless. If you have a girl pug, Pugly Betty. If you have four pugs, Bone Pugs in Harmony. That's how it works.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 14.5 million times, and we are heard in 150 countries worldwide. Call us at 718-506-1625. It is Tuesday, July 31st, and our show is brought to you by a new sponsor that's getting us a little excited here at the Mike O'Mara Show. We've all been hearing how historically low mortgage interest rates are, huh?
Right.
You've heard about that?
Never
Mike,
been lower.
I read about it online. I seen it in the papers.
It was roughly a year ago that I refied my house.
Uh-huh.
Well, I thought at the time, like so many Americans, hey,
it can't go any lower.
Isn't this great?
Right.
Mike came in screaming, rock bottom!
Rock bottom. And then, of course, it has continued to steamroll lower. And if you've been thinking about refinancing, I swear to God, you should know now is the time. I was less than a year ago. I'm still going to be going to LendingTree.com,
yes,
our fabulous new sponsor. LendingTree has made the process really simple. All you have to do is go to this. Now, this is the website they want you to check out.
Yes.
Very important for this show and the success of this show.
Get it right.
This is the one also that doesn't cost you any money. This just gets you information.
Yep.
Please, 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 if you are even thinking, even giving it a half a thought about
if you're not
refining your house or getting a mortgage, go to trylendingtree.com. It's that easy. Trylendingtree.com. All you have to do is fill out a simple form. Their network of over 200 lenders will compete to give you the best hour offers possible. I need more gain, Rob. You did something to me. You killed me. Anyway, and you receive up to 4 customized offers within minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The best part, it's totally free. That's why we like sharing these sponsors with you, because they will get you tremendous deals, and you don't have to pay any money up front, which is great. Now,
no obligation.
You checked them out, right?
I did. I signed up. I filled out that form that you just mentioned on trylendingtree.com yesterday, and I've already heard from some lenders. Are you ready for this? I never even gave it a thought. I wasn't considering refinancing. I'm paying 4.6%. I've got 2 offers now that I'll be speaking to the people about today of 2.5%.
Yes,
that's
crazy. You can get an interest rate as low as 2.375.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3.227 APR, and really, Buzz has checked it out. I think all of us on the show are going to be checking this out because rates are so low. Find out how much you can save today. Remember, this is important. TryLendingTree.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's the website we want you to check out.
T-R-Y.
That's TryLendingTree.com.
Right.
And complete one simple form. Enter the code TMOS, please.
Please do that.
You know, it's funny when we have these sponsors, and we do because we've had the success thanks to your participation.
Mm-hmm.
And the listeners to this show have done such a great job sharing their love with us and also sharing their pocketbooks with us and going to our sponsors and patronizing. But this, so like some of our other clients,
when you go there, this can benefit you as well.
You don't even have to look for that. Enter the code space. It's very prominent in your brief questionnaire. So you can't miss it.
Out the form. You compare the offers from four different lenders.
Right.
It's that easy. And who knows? You might get a nice pleasant surprise that. And there's no obligation.
What can you lose?
Want to be confident that you'll find the best loan? Visit trylendingtree.com and enter our code. Terms and conditions apply. Visit their website for details.
So I was
thank
shocked.
You for that. We are very, very excited about that. And now, without further ado, it's a special Mike O'Mara Show guest visit.
Yay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him. I will be in Sturgis with him all next week, and I will not hate him because I love him already, and he's a giver, he's a caregiver, he's a thoughtful man, and I am very excited to bring Jimmy Cerrito, owner of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Mark did his best like Johnny Carson.
Yeah, I know, that was great.
On that one. Yeah. Come around, Jimmy.
There he is.
Hi, brother.
He was across the hall.
Oh, he looks the part.
Nice taping a special.
Yeah, oh, he's hugging everybody.
Did he ride here?
Very good. All right, just sit down.
Hog outside.
Just
giving everybody
down,
the Leno handshake.
And without further ado, Jimmy has brought a special guest with him who is going to be serving us, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
so,
well.
Jimmy, so she doesn't have to stand out there. Why don't you introduce her? So get on the microphone.
Yeah,
all
right. Pull it right to you.
Almost never have to say
that. That was like a very... Oh, very nice. I'll take one of those. Is that mine right there?
Serving us.
Thank you very much.
Oh, look at this.
Some drinks.
Bloody Mary.
This is who, Jimmy? Introduce her, please.
This is Jade Holt.
Talk right into the microphone.
Get real close to it. Kiss it.
As always. Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Michael O'Mara Show. My name is Jimmy, and it's a pleasure to be back here where I belong.
Take off
in
the
this
damn
chair.
Glasses, will you?
Yeah, he's got the he's got the motorcycle durag on. He's got the Harley shirt, and he had the shades. He really looks the part. He's America's favorite.
As I asked, before, your special guest, so we can get a proper plug in here.
Jade Holt, she's bringing us Skinny Girl Cucumber Vodka.
What a
this
cool
morning.
Name is Jade Holt. How cool a name. Doesn't that sound like it should be like a professional quarterback or something?
Yeah.
Jade Holt. Or you should be like in a Laura Croft movie where you're like her assistant, Jade Holt.
It makes
another woman who kicks guys' asses all over the place.
It makes me think of Arrested Development. Jade Holt.
Jade Holt.
Because there was Steve Holt on Arrested Development.
That's tasty.
And Skinny Girl Vodka is the product?
That is the product. Jay's going to bring in little sample shots. We have Bloody Marys right now. Rob, you got yours.
Yes, it's delicious.
And look, there's a slice of cucumber on my glass.
Is this the same flavor of the Skinny Girl?
Yes.
Okay. This is the same vodka that we're tasting now.
I like
you do on an early flight. Just add the vodka to the Bloody Mary.
That's what I'm gonna
Rob,
do.
This is so you can taste the
Rob,
vodka.
You didn't have to. You didn't have to ask me that twice. Thank you, Mark Ronick.
How many 8:30s through Chicago have I ever seen you do that?
Now I'm supposed to continue my medical tour this week, so I'm supposed to be getting like.
How did yesterday go?
Oh, I'll tell you about it.
Yes, please.
Jimmy is here. We're going to talk about Sturgis, and we're going to make a major announcement about where we're going to be.
Right.
Saturday night in Denver, Colorado, and I will tell you about my surprise. At the low T doctor.
Oh, interesting.
I had the best kind of medical surprise anybody can ever have.
Well, that's good because.
What a thrill it was.
Rectal exam.
Uh oh.
Thanks, Rob.
That's not good.
Oh!
Thanks, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was.
That's it. I don't need to tell the story now. That's great. Well, that happens in this world of radio every now and then. Yeah, there's really no need to continue with the story now that it's already
Well, not if you can give graphic detail.
Got to check that prostate.
The Olympic faces tell the story. I have got some theories about. This is my BS segment of sports theories that I think is based on no reality whatsoever. And then we'll talk about Sturgis. Mitt Romney's culture quiz. That could have been a vignette, but it would just like, it's funny that Mitt Romney now, and everybody knows my politics are left of center.
Right.
But the fact is, it's funny to me how he's going on this European tour and he's stepping in it. And now he's saying things like the culture determines the economic success of the the country. Because it really is, my opinion, really walking that
essentially,
racist line.
Well, essentially, it's like I'm saying about Mark every day.
He's been accused of racism by the Palestinians for saying that Israel it has done better because it has a better culture.
It's much like the United States next to Mexico. Our culture has resulted in amazing success for us.
That's right.
Look at that horrible
racist
culture.
And Mr. Romney, aren't the
culture is just like saying the people.
Aren't the Jewish people better with money?
Of course they are. It's the culture.
It makes sense, doesn't it,
Mr.
Romney?
They have a fabulous. If you'll notice on one side here, you've got this fabulous culture of money making and picking up pennies. And on the other culture, you have terrorists picking up pennies. And then you have the other side, that other culture.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, when I say culture, remember, I'm going to put quotation marks.
I understand.
It.
It means different.
That other culture of really just throwing bombs and into cars and terrible things like that resulted in not a lot of money making.
How's your wife's horse doing at the Olympics?
Just great.
Really?
You know, we paid
culture of horse.
We paid a cool $3 million for that horse.
Yeah.
And it's doing really well. And I wish her the very best of luck.
What are the culture of the Mexicans good at?
The culture of the Mexicans are really coming across our border.
That's their culture.
That's the culture.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
So anyway.
You don't like to paint with a broad brush.
And then a story about Snoop Dogg that I think everybody will be interested. You know, every
He's
now
an
and
interesting
then,
guy.
My little Yahoo poops out something that I find interesting, and I come in here and I share it with you. But that's not why we're here. We're here to enjoy Skinny Girl Vodka.
Yes,
we are. These are tasty.
And Jimmy and I are here to make a major announcement because we have picked our meet and greet location in Denver.
And Jade helped us.
And Jade helps us because she's from Denver, Colorado.
Jade Holt.
Jade Holt.
Oscar, you are the meet and greet champion.
Thank you.
I had a choice today of either coming in here and saying, "Hey, listeners, can you tell us a good place to go in downtown Denver?" Or just picking a place because I have a list of them.
Yes.
And I decided I'd pull the trigger and let everybody know where we're going to go.
It's good. Yeah.
8 o'clock Saturday night in Denver. This is where. RJ.
It's like D-Day for picking your... You either have to do it today because you're going to give people at least a 4 or 5 days heads up.
Of course, because people sometimes don't listen day of.
So, Rob, do you think it would be possible for us to get the get crazy, get fun music?
It's going
to
be crazy.
Is it going to be wild?
If you still have it.
But, Mike, you have to say the magic word. You have to say that you're going to get crazy.
Jimmy Cerrito and Jimmy's friend Rich and I, at the very least, will be meeting friends and shaking hands in Denver, Colorado at Lodo's Bar and Grill.
Wow, we'll get crazy.
Downtown Denver.
Now, later on today, Mark Ronick will call Lodo's, and if they say, "I don't want you effing there," we'll come back in and tell you we're not going there. But we haven't asked anybody's permission. We're just going to be at Lodo's Bar and Grill in Denver, Colorado, Saturday night, and we look forward to meeting as many of you as is humanly possible, even though we're only promoting it for 3 days.
When you promote that, when you are there, will you keep your helmet on while you meet and greet?
We will probably be sans motorcycle gear because we're going to park our scoots.
I'm
going
to tie one on.
At a nearby hotel. Jimmy, but you have to ride like a long day the next day, so you have to be careful.
I'm a professional.
Okay, very good.
He doesn't get hangovers. I'm not worried about Jimmy. Jimmy gives hangovers.
You know what? I'm not my brother's keeper.
I feel like Jimmy's already at Sturgis.
Jimmy feels like he's at Sturgis.
Yeah, I think so. I'm almost there.
Nice.
Jimmy is excited about Sturgis.
I got the bike here. I rode in.
I saw.
Did you ride today?
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't tip it over either.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, son.
Nice. A passing motorist.
So nasty. Well, you know, I wouldn't expect you to turn over your Sportster.
Okay, we're going to play this game.
But anyway, it's...
Curtis Springer Top Hill 1999.
Wait till you hop on the big bike when get out in Sturgis.
Can I handle it? What kind of bikes did we rent?
Electric glides. The biggest.
I don't... Yeah.
950 pounds.
They come with a mini
solid
fridge, right?
Steel.
You'll be
what's
crushed.
That?
A mini fridge.
A mini fridge and a Barco lounger.
Yes.
Flat screen TV and also
helicopter landing pad.
To call it a hot tub is a little much, but you can soak your feet.
Yes, it's delightful. Yeah. So
are they three-wheelers?
We are going to be out there. Jimmy is very excited about Sturgis, but there is one thing he is more excited about. Why, I do not know.
What's
apparently between Denver
I know what
and
is.
Sturgis is a wasteland. This I've heard from many different people, that there's really not a whole hell of a lot going on. I hear that it's really just empty space. Is that right, Jade?
That's right.
Really, not much going on out there. It's Wyoming, little Nebraska.
He
and then
brought
you get
pictures.
Around.
Oh, maybe some beautiful vistas.
Carhenge.
But there is one place called Carhenge that Jimmy is... Nope.
I'm looking at pictures
as
of
I
now.
Continue the show. I will. You know what I'm going to call this show, Mark?
Pass those around,
I'm going to call Mike Doesn't Get to Reveal Anything. Everybody's jumping the gun today, but that's all right. Carhenge is what Jimmy is more excited about than anything else. Jimmy, why are you so preoccupied with Carhenge? What is it about it?
I don't get to do a whole lot of fun things.
He never gets to go anywhere.
I live in Manassas Park. I go down Route 28 to Herndon. I turn around and go back. Once in a while, I go to Arcade, New York. I might squeeze in a Bills
You're
game.
You're from Buffalo. You don't get a lot of fun in your life. That's it.
Well,
that's
the good news, there's the souvenir shop at Carhand.
Oh, that's good.
As well as concessions.
Can you give him some more gain? I can't hear. What happened to the microphones overnight?
Yeah.
Something weird has happened with these.
It does sound soft.
So, Jimmy, why? But I'm curious. I'm curious in a vacation Chevy Chase, Wally World kind of way.
He's curious.
Why you are so preoccupied with this asshole known as Carhenge.
There's nothing, like you said, between Denver and Sturgis. And you said you can't ride 7.5 hours because your back and your butt won't take it. So we have to stop somewhere.
Entertainment for you.
7.5 hours. I'm talking, I ride about an hour at a pop. Yeah. And that's about it.
Well, we may not make it to Carhenge in one day from Denver.
Really?
Because you're going through Nebraska.
Oh, it's a two-day destination.
Out there. Yeah. It's the only attraction within a 100-mile radius.
Can I read you some details
about
it?
I didn't know
that
we were planning our route based on attractions.
Well, what do you want to do halfway there?
Go to a bar and have a sandwich.
Can I read you a couple interesting facts about Carhenge?
Go ahead,
please.
Carhenge named number 2 wackiest attraction.
What's number 1?
No, wait, hold on.
Doesn't
number
say.
Number 2 wackiest
it's
attraction.
It's the second wackiest attraction by some list.
Wackiest.
Remember, Mike.
Oh, fits right in.
While Carhenge is open 24/7, 365.
So if we got there at like midnight, we'd still be able to enjoy ourselves?
Yeah,
flashlights.
We can drink out there.
It says here on the website, though,
we can drink out there.
The preferred times for visiting are during the daylight hours.
Well.
Because you're going to want to see the beauty of it.
Never seen a sunrise at Carhenge.
Hold on, so it's not lit.
No, but
it's not lighted.
The moonlight.
Absolutely no camping is allowed at the site.
Oh, well.
So you put your sleeping bag back.
Yes.
All right, however.
We can sleep in the back seat.
There are several overnight accommodation options. Please visit the following link for more information. No admission is charged, Mike.
Now, let me ask you, this is the music I hear when I think of the overnight accommodations.
Yeah.
Well, good afternoon. Yeah. Hello, Clarice. Yeah. Have your lamb stopped crying? Yeah. Go down to room 4C.
It's going to be like your basement.
4C.
With the abandoned shoes.
I have a question.
What? All I know is like the morning after when Jimmy and I checked in there, you'd hear me say, "Why are you doing this?" Because you were home.
And then Jimmy shows up in a wig and a dress.
Those aren't pillows.
Yeah, right. We're going to be in the same room.
Careening.
Yes, so, yes, Oscar.
The shortest distance between two points is a straight line.
Yes.
What kind of detour and what kind of line are we talking about to go to Carhenge?
It's kind of on the way, right?
I sent the map around. Did you already pass
it? It's on the map.
Oh, I have the map.
Rob has it.
Okay. Yes.
Mike, I want you to keep in mind when you're making your budget for the trip to Sturgis,
yes.
I want you to keep in mind that there is no admission charge for visiting Carhenge. However, donations are gladly accepted to assist with the preservation and maintenance. And if you get a good look at it, there's a lot of maintenance going on.
Well, the paint alone.
Yeah. So here, let me give you the intel that I've gotten.
I
want to
do the podcast from there Monday morning.
There's a very good chance that we may do the podcast. Well, we will do.
Get some of that good Carhenge Wi-Fi.
Monday morning, I will check in. I told you guys that Monday is a travel day for me.
Right on.
But we will check in probably Monday, but probably not from Carhenge. Because, Jimmy, if we're checking in from Carhenge, that means we slept at Carhenge, which I swear to God is not going to fucking happen.
Why not?
I swear
to God.
It's
not allowed, for one thing.
It's not allowed. Well, they put no. There, Buzz, they say there are facilities
there.
I'll
just go by myself.
Oh, I see what you mean.
There's no camping.
What?
Now you'll look behind you and you'll go, "Where'd Jimmy go?" I took the exit to Carhenge.
No, Jimmy's in the back. He's asleep in the back seat of one of the Buicks that's standing up on its back.
We have this trip. Beautifully, thanks to Jimmy's friend Rich
Hostelli. Hi, Rich.
Rich has
you're the bomb, bro.
Rich is a super cool guy who has mapped this out beautifully for
us. Lives in Los Angeles.
The only thing that Rich has not done, is we have never nailed down where we are going to be sleeping between Denver and Sturgis. We
just
have
a
one
trifle,
night
Mike.
Unaccounted for.
Just a trifle.
And let me tell you something, Jimmy. That is the worst night to be unaccounted for because I swear to God.
You'll be fine.
There's nowhere to go.
Cheyenne.
Thank
you very
much. It's Cheyenne. Did you ever see a Western movie?
Yeah, it's Cheyenne, Wyoming.
That's it.
Cheyenne.
Gonna wake up with an arrow in our, in the back of our butt cheek.
Wow. If you're lucky.
The good
You're
thing
such
is,
a goofball. This is who I'm traveling. Right. This is who this I'm is traveling navigator. Out west in areas thousands of miles from home. Mm-hmm. I don't know. How could anything possibly go wrong?
Watch out for engines.
I hope you send me a postcard from
Cheyenne. How do you say it?
Cheyenne.
I can't wait to see Sheen Mountain.
I thought that either before or after Carhenge was like a...
So you're in for sure?
A real time. What, to stop at Carhenge?
Yeah.
I would not deprive you of that.
Okay.
I would never deprive you of that.
Yay. Go to Carhenge, honey.
1,000%.
Will you buy him a souvenir?
I will buy him a souvenir. I will.
Shot glasses.
1,000%. I will buy Jimmy a shot glass.
Oh, good. And you can make a signature cocktail, and you can serve it in said shot glass, and call it the Sheen.
We are in agreement that probably on Sunday we will do the bulk of the trip. Correct. We will do the majority of the riding.
Whatever your butt can take.
God, don't be mean.
And
to
that
me.
Really that has more I'm to do sorry, with the hotel than the travel.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with riding.
No, it's my tailbone, and I'm trying to work on getting like a cushion.
I'm with you. Sure. I'm with
Google
you.
Maps.
It doesn't matter what kind of motorcycle I'm on; it always hurts my tailbone.
Google Maps offers you three routes. The shortest route apparently 6 hours and 46 minutes. Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that. But
from
Denver to Sturgis. But it doesn't go by Carhenge, does it?
No, that's helicopter though.
We can go to Carhenge on the way back.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, we're coming back. Are we doing? We're
idea.
Doing it in one day on the way back, aren't we? Or are we staying
See,
over?
See, that's what we haven't talked about. It's all about getting there. But
yeah, I know.
The way back.
I think on the way back, Mike,
I think
you
we
might
had to drop the scoots off on Saturday. I think
leave them in Sturgis.
But we're leaving Friday.
Let's
morning.
Just get really hammered the last night and just push them off.
Play
the cliff.
By ear.
Yeah.
But we this man's beginning
Mike,
to frighten.
I know you a little
leave
bit.
Leave them there.
And I'm thinking that your patience with Carhenge will be a lot more. Suitable for the visit on the way there.
Yeah,
I think on
right.
the way yeah, home you don't want to stop. Right.
And you won't want to do
you
it.
You said 6 hours and 40 minutes.
Okay. 45 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I don't That's mind. I thought it was a long.
Do you want to do a meet and greet in Cheyenne?
No, I do not. We're doing one meet and greet.
Really? You
we're
know where you really where you really should meet and greet is Carhenge.
We're gonna.
That's
meet.
What I was gonna say.
Really?
Just, you should at least put on Facebook. 24
what do you think
out.
My name is, Bob Trost?
You'll be surprised how many listeners
I don't
you
think
have
that's
that
your name.
Live out there.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning, we're leaving here.
24 hours notice.
Beverly was really excited about
no
them.
Cover charge.
You can probably a small cover charge, Jimmy.
That's so
I think
not me.
What you should do is you know just on
about freedom.
A few hours out, you can announce you're going to be there freedom. Because
I love Bob. Right. I love Biker Bob.
I'm
I really,
sure there's,
but
a lot,
I am not. I am so not Biker Bob. It's not even.
I'm
funny.
Sure there's a lot of listeners in Sheen that would like to come out and see you at Carhenge.
Wednesday morning, we're getting ready to take the. It should be an hour, right. hour and 15 minutes.
Ever
going to take 9 hours and 37 minutes. We're going to be getting to. No, that's you know not what I want to do.
Open road.
Well, who's. Wait,
I,
is someone
I want.
Dictating
I like,
your.
I like point A,
Let's
point
just
B.
Ride.
This is why I like this man.
Let's
this
just
is why,
ride.
Jimmy and I are very good friends in that we communicate exactly the same way. We like the same thing. Jimmy gets obsessed with something like Carhenge, and I'm totally down with it because he's really into it. Nice. And so I'm totally into going to the place. But Jimmy and I are also probably not people where you want to, you know, we're looking at this primarily as just going wherever we feel like
it. It's
an
adventure.
And it's an adventure and itineraries and schedules.
Yeah, but what isn't it a
not
group trip?
No.
Why don't you? Are you guys going on your own? The two of you from
there
Denver?
Might there could be as many there could be as many as maybe 5 or 6 people coming.
What,
I don't
from
know
from Denver.
Maybe
and Rich is definitely going to join us.
Yeah, but I think right so now it's Jimmy me. It's Jimmy me and Rich. That's it, and that's all. Anybody coming along? I'm not going to be. I don't.
Will
I
you,
just don't.
Will you have
do
nicknames?
Schedules.
Will you have nicknames for each other on the trip?
Like Jimmy, the Wild Hogs.
Yeah, something. Not like but individual.
No, no skinny
well, gentlemen,
out there.
You're all creative. Group, I'm prepared to accept them right now.
I think caregiver.
Caregiver
because he is the caregiver.
Yeah, but right. even better, Care Bear.
Care Bear. Yeah.
I don't like
and
that.
Also,
you don't like Care Bear?
And also, no, this has a double not. Meaning for you, Mike.
Care Bear.
This has a double meaning.
Yeah.
Patient.
I'm a hardcore biker.
No. Because, you know,
that's
F you, Rob.
No,
I got one.
You're already trying to cause trouble.
Oh, but your nickname is Open Road.
That sucks.
Now,
too.
What about
that's the big bear. Right
there. No, I don't want big bear. What are you calling me fat ass?
You know what? Insulting. Trip Affleck has called you big bear for years.
Yeah, I know he has. Yeah, I'm a bear, Trip. Mm-hmm. Don't drop the soap.
Right, what about this? What about this? Perfect.
Wow. Right.
Sheen.
Well, I mean, this is the show where I will be insulting as many regular listeners as possible.
You know what? You are Shi Yen.
What's Cheyenne?
Oh, that's his pronunciation
Cheyenne.
Of Cheyenne. Cheyenne.
It's an Indian name for fearless leader.
You don't like Care Bear.
You should be fearless leader.
How about, hey,
oh, if you do Indian names.
How about Buffalo Hunter?
I'm in.
Oh, because no.
Buffalo.
I had
no, how about Buffalo?
Bronco killer.
How about Buffalo?
Sorry, Jade.
You will be Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Because I had
that means beautiful river.
I had an Indian name for him.
What's that?
Serves until blackout.
All right, we will take a break. We will come back. We are with Jade from Skinny Girl Vodka.
Yes.
Jimmy Cerrito from the greatest bar in the world, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Hey. We're talking Sturgis because this is the week before. And don't forget Lodo's Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Mark, you might want to call them before the show's over.
Down.
Find out if we can come out. We'll be right back. Welcome to part two of the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Brighter.com. Back to school means back to the dentist, but getting kids up to date doesn't have to be expensive. You can save up to 60% on dental procedures now by joining Brighter.com, and you can use it with hundreds of dentists near you for as little as $9 a month. The savings are already negotiated for you. With Brighter.com, save around $100 on an exam, $150 on a filling, and up to $700 on a crown. That is serious money. And you can know the prices in advance. Go to Brighter.com, choose the yearly plan that's right for you. This week, buy an annual plan and get 3 months free. This is really a great way to take advantage of these programs that, you know, most people's dental does not exist anymore. I know my insurance plan, my health insurance, dental is like a thing of the past.
Don't they mail you a toothbrush and that's it?
It's about it. Say, go to the dentist when you get a chance. How much is it going to cost? Full price.
That's right.
A lot of people have to pay full price for the dentist. This way, you get your teeth taken care of. And really, people, don't take care of your teeth.
Yeah.
They're the only ones you got.
Protect your health.
Click the microphone on the upper right-hand corner of the screen. Once again, there's that code TMOS or use it at 800-560-1200, Brighter.com. We thank them for being a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. Now, speaking of names that we were speaking of before, I do want to mention I saw this. This jumped out at me because I think, really, when there's news of the day, and I'm not talking about the Olympics, I'm not talking about Mitt Romney over in Europe, I'm not talking about the presidential race, the economy, this is much more important than that. Here we go. Not Carhenge either, Jimmy. This is very, very significant.
All right, get ready, America, because this is big.
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, he's your favorite.
My buddy.
I haven't missed a show.
Has officially dropped the dog act.
What? Wow.
And he has upgraded to his new name. Does anyone in this room know his new name?
I heard
it. It's, darn it. I heard it, but I forget.
Mike, you get to break.
I'm shocked that I don't know.
Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion. That's right. I thought.
It's his new operating system.
This is something I'd normally throw in the trash, but I read deep into this article and I started laughing. This is just all I have to do is share the article with you.
Funny guy.
The rapper says he underwent a spiritual and artistic rebirth while in Jamaica. Now, listen, who hasn't had a spiritual rebirth in Jamaica?
Buzz one had twice in one night.
This is where he was given the new moniker by Rastafarian priests.
Oh, of course.
How much ging is going on? How filled with marijuana smoke is that room as Snoop is meeting with the Rastafarian priest?
Love Jamaica.
This is the same guy, if you recall, he basically published a book that you could roll and smoke.
Right. And he's also a famous pornographer as well.
Really?
Yes.
So, you know, I would call him noted more than famous.
Noted pornographer.
Yeah.
Legally, he isn't any sort of animal, of course, but must go by the legal name Rob Spiewak. Do you happen to know?
His legal name?
Yes.
I
used to know
that. I did. Is it for some reason Nathan?
No.
Is coming to mind?
No, it's like the whitest name
is
ever.
Is it Calvin Brodus?
Yes!
Yeah! Wow, Rob Spiewak.
Calvin Cortazar Brodus Jr.
Calvin Brodus.
Hi, my name is Calvin Brodus, and I had a hit record with Katy Perry last summer.
He's big, man.
Yeah, it was called California Girls.
He's big.
Okay, so anyway, it's a Calvin Brodus Jr.
Oh, Jr.!
He wants to become Snoop Lion.
Mr. Lion.
All right.
I wonder if Calvin Brodus Sr. is still with us.
And here's the quote. I didn't know that he wanted to be Snoop Lion until I went into the temple. Mm-hmm. I just want to have that kind of... I'm not going to do an impression of Snoop Dogg,
fair.
I'm going to try to duplicate the attitude.
Okay.
I didn't know that until I went into the temple, where the high priest asked me what my name was, and I said, Snoop Dogg. And he looked me in the eye, and he said, no more. You are the light. You are the lion.
Mm-hmm.
From that moment on, it's like I had started to understand why I was there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Imagine him walking out of there going, hey, I'm Snoop Lion. Don't call me dog anymore. The 40-year-old, I didn't know he was 40. I thought he was older than
He's
that.
He's roughly my age.
The 40-year-old said
that
as,
very roughly.
At a result of his reincarnation, his new album will be a reggae record as he finds rap no longer a challenge.
We actually played some of his reggae last week on The Vault, and we discussed how much we love reggae music. Mm-hmm.
There comes a point where I say I've done it all, where there isn't much more to do, he said.
Uh-oh.
This was like a rebirth for me. With no disrespect to other rappers, but they can't F me in rap anymore. They can't F with me in rap.
Right.
I want every accolade you can get in rap. They call me Uncle Snoop in rap. Mm-hmm.
Do when they?
When you're an uncle, it's time to find something new.
Who calls him uncle?
I guess the younger
young rappers.
Do you suppose that Flo Rida, that handsome young rap singer,
young
calls
children,
him Uncle Snoop?
Probably.
Do you think Pitbull calls Snoop Dogg up and says, hello,
no.
uncle?
He might. No. He might.
So anyway.
Hello, uncle.
When you're an uncle, he said, it's time to find something new. I want to feel like a kid again. I've always said I was Bob Marley reincarnated.
Yeah, that's kind of that.
I feel I have always been a Rastafari. I just didn't have my third eye open. Now, what's he talking about there?
Whoa.
Well, you're going to find out about that at Carhenge.
That sounds interesting.
No, I do believe in Buzz. Help me here. Isn't that. The third eye the...
I'm not going to show you my
easy,
third eye.
Easy.
Yeah, you're not coming anywhere near my eye.
Third eye has
I
to do with
one eye
open. Spiritual
that's
awakening.
For goddamn
it's,
sure.
It's the mind's eye. Yeah,
stay
right
away
right
from
here.
My
yes.
eye.
And it comes with spiritual awakening.
Hold on, Mr. Diaz is raising his hands. What?
Buzz already said it. It's the mind's eye.
Oh, okay. Well, he said, I didn't have my third eye open,
right
but
here.
It's wide open now.
Yeah.
Guys.
Brodus Jr. is currently
it's
working
colitis.
On his fifth album, Reincarnated, which is strictly a reggae product. So congratulations.
You'll hear it every
Dogg.
Weekend
I thought,
at Jimmy's Tavern.
I think
every weekend.
When someone calls you uncle or that's
guaranteed.
My cousin, I think that's cultural. I'm
right.
not using it in Mitt Romney's terms, but
I always thought it was Jackie Chan with uncle.
No.
Do we have that?
Oh, we don't have that.
It's cultural where like African-American community, if you're close or you want to portray some sort of kinship, you would
yes.
say that's my uncle or that's my nephew.
You know, when we had when Big Daddy had some primary care and she was from, I think, Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone that she had friends with that were, you know, also from her native land and lived here, mm-hmm. she called her uncle, but they weren't actually their uncle. So maybe that is something to it.
Well, he doesn't like it.
I got Mike's
he
nickname
doesn't want
to be. For Sturgis.
What's
what?
That?
Uncle Mike.
I like that. You've used that for years.
Yeah. Uncle Mike has really been, I was.
Uncle
I
Mike
was,
wants to go out, you guys. He wants to go out. Uncle Mike's going out.
I was Uncle Mike in college. I was actually mm-hmm. Uncle Mike.
And your
Uncle,
Uncle
Mike's drunk. Let's get out of here, guys.
As,
come on.
As motorcycle
up,
names go, that's really fierce.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm here with my Uncle Mike.
My
why are you being relationship, Jimmy, today? No, I'm just kidding.
No,
anyway. My kids call you Uncle Mike.
No, but Marie's listening.
I think it's nice. My kids call you Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike is fine. Yeah, but Uncle Mike is also kind of generic.
No. Uncle Mike and the Buffalo.
You could be Uncle Mike and Rob can be Uncle
Tell that
Buck.
To Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. But do you really think that it should be Uncle
you can
Mike
be Aunt
for...
Pain in the ass.
Should it be Uncle Mike for a riding trip? I mean, do you like Buffalo?
No.
What you don't
I
like
love
Buffalo.
I
oh,
love.
It was a trick question.
Yeah, I mean,
you got me,
come out and say that. Lodo's Bar and Grill, Saturday night, 8 o'clock in Denver.
What if we hip it up and call you Unca Mike?
Hey, Jade. Can I give Jade a microphone for a second here? Can we get Jade a microphone?
Sure.
Jade, oh, don't hit her in the boobs with the
what
microphone.
What are you doing?
Hey, Jade, what can you in 10 seconds or less tell us everything you can about Skinny Girl Vodka? Go.
She's gonna have to get on the mic right there. Stand up.
We gotta move the mic. And
now she's got. It looks like a press conference.
Yeah. You know, really.
Hey, where's my mic?
RJ, just hold it. It doesn't have to. Can you believe that? This is just moving a microphone over to someplace. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
10 seconds or less. Skinny Girl Vodka.
Skinny Girl Vodka was purchased by Jim Beam in 2011 for $60 million.
Wow.
It is now turned into a product of $1 billion. Right now, the biggest gimmick about Skinny Girl Vodka is that it is 75 calories.
Here, you can take it back.
Compared to your standard vodka, which is 150 calories.
So it's half the calories and all the taste.
I didn't know it was super. So the skinny does have a relevance
it
to
means
it, right?
Something.
Absolutely.
That's good. Well, it's very tasty in these in these BMs that we're having right
that's
now.
That's a great BM.
Cucumber flavor.
Well, thank you for coming by today, Jade.
Thank you.
And go to your powers that be at Skinny Girl Vodka and say, you want to sponsor the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank
I
you.
Will.
God bless you. Are any of the bosses there fat? That would be ironic, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because the skinny girls and fat men.
Yeah.
That would be funny. If
you know what I buy? Fat man bourbon.
Fat man bourbon.
And skinny girl vodka.
Double the calories of a regular bourbon.
It's infused with fat.
That would be
fat bastard wine.
Well, Jade, I didn't know you were going to be in studio today, so this is going to be a little delicate for me to talk about. But I've been talking about it to our listeners, yes. So I'm not going to look at you while I tell you the story.
I think you should lock eyes with her, Mike.
Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, was my...
this is fun.
Was my low-T appointment.
Uh-huh. Hey. Because you'd been told you had low testosterone.
Well, they went there, and it was explained to me yesterday that the testosterone is like a paycheck. And when you go to the bank, you deposit your paycheck, and sometimes you take... $200 out of, say, a $2,000 paycheck, sure. Mm-hmm. Meaning you put $1,800 in the bank and you keep $200 with you.
Understood.
What are you playing now?
The medical center.
Thank you very much.
A nod to Chad Everett, who, by the way, had wonderful testosterone up to the day he died.
We'll be at Lodos on Saturday night at 8 o'clock in Denver.
Just quick. Lodos.
Yes. Speaking of Lodos, I'm speaking with them.
Right? Oh, you're speaking with Lodos?
Yeah, and what time are you thinking of?
We'd like to be there at 8 o'clock Denver time.
8 okay. o'clock Denver time.
That's mountain time?
Hold on.
Yes, it is.
We're giving them a promo as we speak.
He says that's good, Mike.
Does he want to come on speaker and come on the show that we're taping right now?
Taking a minute and being on our show? Okay, hold on a second.
It right. was pleasant, Mark.
That's yeah. good.
Do you want to come on our show?
Is he familiar with the Mike O'Mara show?
Right, very good. With our infinite technology, ladies and gentlemen, Mark has now handed me his iPhone, and we are speaking to a representative of our last-minute addition to the itinerary, mm-hmm. Lodos Bar and Grill in downtown Denver. Hello, who am I speaking with?
How you doing, Mike?
Chaz, how are you? We are very excited to be starting our Sturgis trip in Denver, Colorado, where we're renting bikes and riding up to Sturgis on Sunday. But that means a Denver meet and greet for the Mike O'Mara Show listeners on Saturday. And Jade from Skinny Girl Vodka recommended your establishment for the meet and greet, and we were just calling to ask permission if it's okay with you.
Absolutely. We would love to have you here. Look forward to having you here at 8 o'clock tonight.
What time's the last call?
Did he say tonight?
No, not tonight.
Saturday night. Saturday night. Is that okay?
Yes, Saturday night.
Saturday night.
What's going on Saturday?
So Jimmy, who's my co-writer there, anything special going on at Lodos on Saturday night?
DJ and dancing is always a bunch of great drink specials down here. 275 Coors Lights all the time.
Hey, that's good.
Do you guys play Snoop Dogg?
He can't hear you because I'm on speaker with him.
Well, could relay it.
So yeah, but I'm not going to do that.
I know.
Thank you. I'd like to get this segment over with as painlessly as possible. Yeah.
Good luck.
You
with
shake
that.
Your head like seriously, like a veteran broadcaster. Sometimes I wonder too. So anyway, Chaz, we look forward to being there. Beautiful women, I hear. In what? Jimmy.
What time is
Jimmy.
Last call?
What time is Jimmy wants to know what time last call is. 2 o'clock in the morning. Can you handle that, Jimmy? Very good. Looking forward to it, Chaz.
Sure. Thank you
so much. It's Lodos Bar and Grill,
nice.
Denver, Colorado. Woo! Mike O'Mara Show listeners from all the from out west, they'd say, join us. Chaz, we'll see you Saturday night.
Excellent. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much. That's good. Hey, well done, Mark Cronin.
There you go.
Solid.
That's very, very quick. That's nice. Very
that's
rapid.
It's early for Jimmy, a bar to have a place in it because hours earlier.
That's right. Did you want to know if they had Jeopardy? On Saturday night.
Yeah, you want to know what they had going on. They could have said, it's country line dancing. And we go,
Well, you don't do anything super special on Saturday. You have bands, right, on Saturday night?
Jimmy says DJ and dancing.
But you don't do Jotbirdy.
No. You don't do anything like that. People just want to get drunk and party and fall down. And
get back up again.
Throw up in the flowers.
That's
all they want to do. They don't want to get in trouble.
I love Jimmy. They hand out the licenses for.
So, getting back to my original...
Crazy guy. A little ice luge. Are they having an ice luge?
I don't know.
Well, they should. I'll call them back.
Okay, what time is it?
I'll have
anyway, so...
Jerry Martin,
very
driving
good.
To Denver.
Thank you very much. So nice to have you on the show. Always a pleasure, Jimmy. But anyway, getting back to the doctor's story.
Yes.
I go into the doctor's office, and he explains to me that the testosterone that I got is low, but it's like that's the money you put in the bank. Then there's the testosterone you carry with you,
uh-huh.
and that's how you act on, I don't know, I'm not explaining it
did
well.
Did he ever use the phrase money shot?
No, he didn't.
While he was talking money?
No, he did not.
Well, I'm just trying to be clear.
Are there two accounts?
All I know.
Is one savings and one checking?
One is like the cash you carry,
uh-huh. yeah.
the other is what you have.
Okay,
right.
cool.
And it's what you can access.
The nest yeah.
And that's how the kind of, that's how the balance works.
Okay.
So, once again, I have to get another blood test to find out.
Right.
A bunch of other factors, and then I'm going back, and then he will make the determinants as to whether I get treated. What the hell are you laughing at?
Mr. O'Mara, you are overdrawn.
He asked me some very personal questions about my sex life, which I answered.
Honestly,
I answered them on this show anyway before.
Did he ask you things like personal questions
yes.
about when you're alone
yes.
with your sex life?
Yes, he did.
Oh,
yes,
how many
he did.
Times a week?
Yes, he did ask that. Have you been to a doctor like this
before? No, I'm young.
He didn't. He didn't ask me how many.
My
thanks,
Jimmy.
Not
there yet.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that. He asked me if I did. He didn't ask me how many times.
Now, when he asked you these questions,
is it warm in here?
No, I think it might just be the
might be the line of questioning. Yes, yeah. It might be
when
that.
He asked you these questions, as they got increasingly personal,
yes.
At any point, did his hand find its way into his doctor coat?
No, it
start
did
to
not.
Touch himself.
This, he might be listening to this.
I hope he is.
What's wrong with you?
I will tell you this. Then he said, have you ever had a prostate exam?
Oh.
And I was very excited and very
I'm
relieved
sure.
to say I did a radio show last year where we had a prostate exam to show every man they should get a prostate exam. And that is when he looked me in the eye and said, well, I think we should do another one.
Yes.
Every year, Mike.
No. And
every year.
Unbeknownst to me, within probably 10 minutes, it was time for the old Einan finger test.
Oh, so you actually got to get it done. You know what?
I got it done within inside of 5 minutes. I was bent over his table.
That's he's efficient.
It was
did
quick.
He buy you flowers or anything?
Nobody said than that. But he said perfect health.
All right.
Everything's fine.
Healthy prostate. Yeah. Mr. Walnut.
But boy, God, it was not. I hate that
I could have told you. I could have told you that.
Because I looked at him, and when he said it, I said, yeah, within the year, I've had it. I've had it within the year. You
and
know,
I bet there was
ahead.
Almost not laughter in your voice.
Thinking,
you
know as soon, oh, yeah, he said, within the year, I've had it.
No, I have a question.
No, we're not doing another one. No.
What? I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
How come doctors have to do that? How come we can't perform it ourselves and see if something's wrong up
well
there.
First of all in can my particular case because I'm not like a circus performer double jointed
you can't achieve the angle and also you don't have the medical knowledge to know what it is you're supposed
to
be finding or not
for?
Finding
can you show me or
however
me?
I can show you
on
so
the
meet
flip
me in the kitchen
it's gotta be a
I can't believe I'm riding to Sturgis with you
on the flip side I think we finally found a podcast that would work for Jimmy.
Can your wife do it for us?
Wow. Jimmy's question of the day. That might be the featured question of the day. How come you can't give yourself a prostate exam?
And
know, Jimmy, you could probably practice all you want.
And a follow-up question.
See, that's the wrong angle.
Very good.
It has to be from the other direction.
My follow-up question would
I
be
might have a little tougher time than you.
Why doesn't follow-up question, why doesn't Jimmy bite his nails?
Yeah. You're not managing your kitchen still, are you? Just kidding. That's a joke.
I'm off today.
That is a total joke.
I wear gloves. In the kitchen.
Jimmy, we're going to have to get you back again to talk about your, and I think probably a little time passing with the story that you have about your kitchen and your kitchen staff. Is there anything briefly you wanted to say about that today on the show?
You can't do it in inside
you can't.
A minute.
Yeah. Jimmy's had a...
But it's a good story, and I hope we can share it.
It involves lifelong employees, people that have been with Jimmy for a long time, and also immigration policy and a lot of bad stuff that can happen
story.
To people. Very, very sad. And also, it puts a face, names and faces on a problem we have in this country that we've heard about, and it's heart-wrenching. And even with hearing the story from you, Jimmy, and not having people involved in it, I'd like to get you in here down the road, you know, for a little serious segment
settles.
Where we can talk about it a little bit.
It was the roughest day. We've been open 15 years, and I announced that day that, you know, I'll just tell everybody, the ice cleared us out.
Yeah.
ICE cleared out my kitchen staff, and I had to fire 12 people on 4th of July.
Wow.
That's immigration. That's the immigration service.
One of them had legal, they had documents, social security cards that appeared to be legal.
Right.
I had I-9s on everybody. I'm in no trouble. Jimmy's in any legal trouble.
Right.
But ICE is making their rounds. They're doing checkups. People are making complaints. People are writing letters.
Very sad.
And people did it. You know, I can say this. Jimmy probably can't. I can say this the way I understand the story. It was somebody that was disgruntled with a interpersonal situation, with a girlfriend situation, who was from another country and actually decided, well, if you're not going to be with me, I'm going to report you. And that's how the whole thing went down.
It wasn't about
that's the tragedy of the whole thing.
It wasn't about soggy poutine or anything.
No,
like that.
Not soggy poutine.
Hey, that would be a good name for you on the trip.
Soggy poutine.
Oh, God.
But, because,
I wanted to say it was the worst day ever.
Understood.
Because you run
understood.
A family joint and because this group of people was part of your family. Yep. Really gut-wrenching. And I'll get you a segment where you can tell the whole story.
Wonderful.
Really, really sad. Until that time, we're going to drink vodka. Though.
Awesome.
Yeah, please.
That's going to work. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Mr. Rob Spiewak and the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to TMOS. We are delighted to have you with us. And what a thrill that within 20 minutes we've gotten the approval on Lodo's Bar and Grill.
That's
where,
right.
Where Jimmy and I are going to be Saturday night in Denver at 8 o'clock. Join us for a meet and greet. Should be fun.
Can't wait.
Oh, and DJ and dancing.
And incidentally, did you
it's going to be wild and crazy.
Did you ask the FBT question?
The FBT question.
FBT. I'll wait till somebody figures it. FBT.
Something about
free booze tonight?
Free beer.
Yeah.
Free bar tab.
Free bar tab.
I knew what that meant.
Free bar tab. Thank you very much.
It's a very foreign concept to Jimmy.
Our segment is brought to you by Weight Not. The experts at Weight Not understand the emotions that lead you to cheat on any diet. The people at Weight Not not only deal with the nuts and bolts of it, but Jimmy Cerrito, you've lost how much on Weight Not?
I lost 53 pounds.
53 pounds, 125 pounds.
I'm holding steady since March. Holding steady.
If I didn't know you were healthy, I'd say you looked ill. The weight loss was that drastic. You look great.
I think he looks ill.
I put a few pounds back.
I disagree.
He's a skinny girl.
Jimmy, you look awesome.
I'm drinking a lot of Skinny Girl vodka.
They might not say that's part of the problem.
The rule is really one sponsor per.
Yeah, and I think what the rule really should be is let Mr. O'Mara handle the driving here.
Oh,
their advice, don't
Mike's talking.
Thank you. Don't beat yourself up over it. That just increases the stress and makes the need to cheat even worse. Weight Not recommends that you jot down the cheat, and that might be what set you off when you cheated in the first place. That way you learn from your missteps and you avoid repeating them, and the experts at Weight Not are always there to help. We've got a girl, Christie, that we deal with. Nice. And send your questions by email to support@weightnot.com or to start your new life, call 855-934-4486 or visit weightnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Let's open it up for today, July 31st, Tuesday. Go ahead, Rob Spielak.
Thank you for opening the thing, Mike. And today we open with the return of one of our favorite shows, National Geographic Channel's Taboo. Have you? We've played clips from Taboo.
I have never watched.
Have you seen Taboo? No,
I have not.
I think we've played clips from Taboo with a guy who liked stuffed animals, and we had the adult baby fetish.
Mm-hmm.
This is a weird one. This is a guy who likes balloons.
The best way to protect it is underneath the shirt, and you feel the balloon right there with you. It feels so close. And you feel so warm, and you feel so.
All right. In your Am I overstating it to say I think people like this are dangerous?
You think dangerous?
I think they ought to be put in some sort of like confinement.
He makes out with the balloons.
Don't think they're dangerous.
He cuddles with the balloons.
Sick. Whoa. But yeah, I don't think they're dangerous.
Yeah. Well, I
he
think
doesn't do
sick, there's a fine line between sick and dangerous.
Dangerous implies that he's either going to hurt himself or someone else with his love of balloons, and I don't think that's the case. But sick, yeah.
Before we get back to the
Rob,
tape,
would you
I
like
to...
this guy to be sitting next to Robert or Julie on the subway?
No, I would not.
Okay, that's
especially
my point.
Not an inflatable subway.
That's my point. When you hear that.
The balloon has to be protected, and
but
then
just
I
so
slowly
you know,
touch myself.
Just so you know, he never has gone to the level with balloons that your low T doctor would be interested in.
Oh, he has
because he says he keeps pure. Let's go back.
So
to
he hasn't time. Sexualized the balloons.
No, but he makes out with the balloons.
I'm skeptical.
How do you make out with a balloon?
Then he has sexualized it.
Yes,
and that's
he has
really
sexualized
what this is about.
All right, let's go back to the top.
The best way to protect it is underneath the shirt. And you feel the balloon right there with you.
That's sexual.
It feels so close. And you feel so warm, and you feel so. I mean, your heart just reaches out to this beautiful, beautiful balloon.
Do the gunshot.
I believe these balloons are my children. They are a part of who I am as a person.
Yeah.
And I feel that they make part of my so-called family.
Is this a man or a woman? Because I can't tell with his
it's a man.
Shrunken testicle voice.
Uh-huh. I think he's 28.
He's low T.
Maybe a little heavy.
Hey.
No, very, very low T.
Thank you.
Might be a little heavy.
Sleep with them.
How old is
shirt.
That guy again?
28.
I create this world of sleeping on clouds. And you just want to feel the love.
Does he sleep on the balloons?
Yeah, with the balloons.
Beautiful balloons. Oh. Some people will think.
He thinks they're
I may
breasts.
Be doing something else with them. Not true at all. I am pure in my life. I keep the balloons the same way.
And that episode premieres in the middle of August on National Geographic.
And I'd just like to
it's
find
taboo.
I'd like to find a needle and just say, hey, how you doing?
Oh, he'd be so sad.
Yeah, that'd be fun to watch.
Or that might make him completely
That's another fetish, the popping of balloons.
Oh, yes. Oh, the women of sitting on balloons?
Yeah. Crushing them.
Oh, that reminded me, though. Do you remember during the 2004... Democratic exactly. National Convention after John Kerry spoke.
The 2004 Republic Democratic
I'm sorry,
National Convention?
Democratic National Convention.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure you weren't creating a new political party.
Well, someone
obviously,
should.
You didn't remember the first one, so I wanted to go to the other one.
Usually, I would think that would be the National Socialist Party.
That's the one.
Yes.
They were supposed to release balloons after Kerry spoke, and they did not release.
They were, wait, you were at the Republican Democratic Convention. Your wife spoke to the...
at Sheehan Mountain.
You said after Kerry spoke.
No, after John Kerry. I already said his name in the first part.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going
on.
And
if Kerry was speaking at the convention would still be going on. but this is in 2004. And Jimmy knows.
And I'd still be listening.
Yes, you would. Right. Nodding.
Not me. I'd be very nice.
So polite.
They were going to release a cavalcade.
I'd be in another part of the room.
They were going to release a cascade of balloons after John Kerry finished speaking.
Right.
It failed. Now, that wouldn't really be a big deal, except the producer, his name was Don Mischer, was on the air when he was yelling at the staff about the balloons.
Oh, wow.
This was, and we played this 8 years ago, but I just thought balloons. I wanted to play this again.
He goes off.
Oh, yeah. He gets very upset about the balloons.
What's happening, balloons? There's not enough coming down. All balloons. Why the hell? There's nothing falling. What the
And what was great is that was going out on the news feed, so anyone who was watching the convention, he bought the balloons here.
Keep coming, balloons, more balloons, bring them, balloons, 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 more balloons, tons of them, bring them down, let them all come.
Yeah, let them all come.
Come on now. What are you doing? Where the hell are they? Balloons.
All right, some happy news for you.
It wasn't sexual.
It was not sexual because he stays pure. Do you remember this song?
Taboo. You can dance if you want to.
Yeah, do you remember the artist?
Oh, wait, Men with Hats.
Toto?
Men Without Hats. I'm sorry, yeah. Good news, Mike. Good news. They've got a new record out. Remind me what we're here for. They've really come a long way, haven't they? In 30 years.
Are they European?
Two-hit wonder.
Probably. They sound European. They sound 80s is what they
say.
Yeah,
they've not changed. Heads.
And just so you know that music is really getting to the worst possible place ever, two of my least favorite musicians have come together. You know who have done a duet and performed on stage together?
Who?
Jimmy Buffett and Lionel Richie.
Wow. Sponsored by Red Bull.
Lionel is opening for Jimmy Buffett on his current tour.
Wow.
Oh, that's just horrible.
Isn't it horrible?
Oh, that's sad.
Bad recording.
But you know what? It makes you want the Men Without Hats record again, doesn't it?
Yeah, so all the parrot heads are going to go out to like Nissan and be in the parking lot getting drunk to go in to see Lionel Richie do a duet.
They might skip that.
They'll probably get free tickets.
They'll say, hello, it's not you we're looking for.
That's nasty.
Dick Cheney made an announcement yesterday that he said the choice of Sarah Palin was a mistake.
Is this person capable of being president of the United States? And that's usually a very, very short list. And I think that was one of the problems McCain had. I like Governor Palin. I've met her. I know her. She's an attractive candidate. But based on her background, she'd only been governor for 2 years. I don't think she passed that test.
He's dead. Oh, Mr. Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
Now, what I love is the infighting between inside the party is that McCain replies, and not all that politely.
Well, I'm always glad to get comments 4 years later. I respect the vice president. He and I had strong disagreements as to whether we should torture people or not. I don't think we should have. But the fact is that I'm proud of Sarah Palin. I'm proud of the job she did. I'm proud of the job she continues to do. And so everybody has their own views, and I respect those views. But I'm proud of what we did.
Well, really, you know, that's it feels good to be inside that party, doesn't it?
It's really it's got to kill McCain to be able to say that. I mean, because you know that he hates the whole idea of what Sarah Palin did.
Absolutely.
And although Palin was not on any level great, the criticism of her at this point is coming from the worst vice president in American history, according to public opinion polls.
Yeah, and the thing about that movie, I don't know how much damage that movie did, but there were so many people within that campaign. Early on, and all the way through it, that knew that this was a problem situation with Sarah Palin. But here's a question: even with that being true, Sarah Palin, up until 6 months ago, I thought she still was a player on the Republican national stage. She's not even going to be at the convention now. She's toast.
She's
done. She's completely done.
Do you think there's a possibility she's appreciating the distance right now to see if they totally implode and then to come back in 16?
I think it's done. I think it's played out.
It's done.
I think she's doing reality shows with her kids now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like, I don't think she's going
to
happen.
Game change, I think, might have been, and really to the credit of the Republican Party, that might have given them a good excuse to say, look, we're not messing with this
anymore. I wonder if it did, right. Because it really seemed, I was very surprised when I heard she was not going to have anything to do with the Democratic National Convention.
Yeah.
And she, I think her political, her national stage deal is over now. You're not going to see her in the Republican Party on any
playing
level.
They've distanced themselves from her, and so now she's declaring herself more of an independent.
I don't think
she's
think
gone
even,
rogue.
I don't think even the Tea Party wants her
I think you're
involved
right.
anymore.
I think you're
so
right.
Who knows?
All right. This is kind of an odd thing, but the more I listen to it, the more I buy into it. There's sort of an internet movement. I saw it yesterday. They found an interview that Tom Waits did in 1979 in Australia.
The piano has been drinking.
Now, keep in mind, this is a younger Tom Waits, okay? So it's not really to the piano has been drinking level
well,
yet.
Well, if you say a younger Tom Waits, yeah. I saw Tom Waits when I was at Marist College.
He was never young.
All right, but
so
I'm
the
saying
piano that, has been drinking was is when Tom Waits was a puppy.
But yeah. when you're thinking of the voice that you hear from Tom Waits now, this is not what you're going to hear. But what you will hear is a guy who sounds so much like Heath Ledger's Joker in the way he talks and in his cadence and in his tone from the first Dark Knight movie. I'll play them back to back, and people are alleging that Heath Ledger might have stolen the way Tom Waits talks to do the Joker's voice.
Anything's possible.
First, here is Tom Waits in 1979.
I got here last night. I was on the plane from Paris for about 22 hours. Fascinating flight.
Here's Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Let's wind the clocks back a year. These cops and lawyers wouldn't dare cross any of you. I know why you choose to have your little group therapy sessions in broad daylight. I know why you're afraid to go out at night.
Tom Waits, 1979.
I have a growing level of popularity throughout the intercontinental United States, Japan, and I travel extensively in Europe as well.
Heath Ledger as the Joker.
I don't know how I got these scars. My father was a drinker and a fiend. And one night, he goes off crazy.
All right, you get it.
And wow. Tom Waits, 1977.
Let me get comfortable here.
Just weird.
What Amazing. Year was that interview with Tom Waits?
79.
That would have been when I probably...
Right.
That's right around the time that I saw Tom Waits. You know what I remember about that concert?
What's that?
It was Tom... Want to talk about a real snooze fest?
Yeah.
Tom Waits and Leon Redbone.
Wow.
And I remember... The reason I remember Tom Waits is
a
because he was,
lozenges.
He was being heckled.
How'd he do with that?
And he spit at the out into the crowd through his teeth. He did one of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did one of those. Well, I don't know if you feel that way. That's fine. Like that.
He said,
I like
let me get comfortable
here. Let me get comfortable
here.
And I'd like to close my with.
It's going to be me in the hotel.
So many people.
Good. I'm glad you're in your own room.
God, I hope not. A lot of people disappointed with Michael Phelps' performance at the Olympics thus far.
Yeah.
Here's Conan's take on that.
Michael Phelps has been struggling a little bit.
He has.
Yeah. Thanks, Andy.
That's improv training.
Yeah. Now, some people are saying that the reason Michael Phelps isn't doing so well is because he let himself get too out of shape. Yeah. I just have to say, I've been watching the Olympics. If that guy is out of shape, I've been dead for 5 years.
Amen.
Leave the guy alone. Yeah. Who are we? He's got 2% body fat.
I know.
Guy's a slob.
That, Mike, that is your magic audio.
Thank you very much, Rob. We'll take a break, come back with Buzz and News right after this on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. It's time to get Buzz in here with the very latest.
Been here all along.
We didn't really get a chance to talk about the Olympics today. The only thing I was going to say was totally subjective. The faces. There was this one particular male gymnast that I was watching last night. He was an African American gymnast, and he looked like he was going to cry. He looked like he was going to cry after the competition, before the competition.
Huh.
And I said, you know, you can kind of read it. And then that, is it Ryan Lochte?
Yes.
Is that the guy?
Yes.
And he looked like he was going to cry. And it's, I think the guys that look like that, you're setting yourself up for a fall to start with. Mm-hmm. The young lady, I forgot what her name is. She's from Colorado.
The swimmer?
She's a fabulous swimmer. I
Missy.
Put it up on my...
Missy
Franklin.
Yeah, that's it.
And Missy Franklin is just the hero of the games. and it happens.
She's the missile.
It's so organic because it happens when these fresh-faced kids are naturally attractive as human beings, and you see them win. Then you see her very cool parents who don't look to be real stage parents. Right. You don't know whether that's true or not. And I fell in love with this girl, and it's exciting to watch. But then you see the other guys that are like, I gotta do my vault.
You know who else was a good sad face? Did you see the lady who had the false tart went to swimming?
Yeah, absolutely.
And she was very, very sad.
She was
after
a little
that.
Pissed off, I think, too.
Well, yeah, and also, they kept firing the starter's horn.
Right.
It was almost like someone had
to. Maybe we need to train them to smile.
Like Charlie
yes, Jimmy. Charito.
Have you been watching the female soccer?
I have not been watching the females.
Watch
I know
it.
Your
There's
daughter.
Channels. So
your daughter is a high level soccer player.
Yeah, she is a goalkeeper. So we're watching Hope Solo and the U.S. team.
What did Hope Solo say about Brandi Chastain? What was the big controversy?
Brandi Chastain said that she would give the team an A- based on the fact that their defense wasn't as strong as it might be, even after they won. And Hope Solo said back, we would appreciate if commentators would show a little more team support. I'm paraphrasing here. And also, a lot of things have changed since Brandy's played.
Too much talking.
Ooh,
too much talking on both sides.
Yeah. No, it's been very serious, very, very physical.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Girls down on the ground, left and right.
So is that what she means when she's talking about the way the game has changed?
It's ugly. It looks like hockey. It looks like ice hockey.
Is your daughter going to continue?
Kelsey Cerrito, she'll be leaving for college while we're at Sturgis.
Uh-oh. Oh.
I moved the golf tournament.
You can only do so much.
I'm not able to take my daughter to college, and I'm so happy we're going to Carhenge. Thank you.
That's all. Well, that's all.
Kelsey Cerrito, Division II goalkeeper, will be at Mount Olive College down there by Raleigh, North Carolina.
Way to go, Kelsey.
She's awesome.
She's at goalkeper training as we speak.
Good for her.
Good kid. Just like your daughter.
I'm really, really glad that she is continuing. Oh, and Elizabeth's at field hockey camp this week.
It's beautiful.
So they're all getting into their sports.
Well, it's all about sports.
Robert is playing
Xbox. It's the most important thing in the world.
Robert is playing Xbox. Thank you, Rob. That's good. Take it away, Buzz.
Buzz Burbank.
My cats have yarn. The news today is brought to you by the Charity Hockey Classic, benefiting Innova Blood Donor Services. And by the way, the places, the various blood banks need blood desperately right now. It's not part of this commercial, but there is a desperate shortage for blood. Give if you can. The Charity Hockey Classic we're talking about here is Sunday, September 9th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kettler Capitals Iceplex, featuring special guest coaches from TMOS. Among the teams competing, Caps alumni and staff, Northern Virginia Law Enforcers, the Virginia Coaching Cardinals, those are youth coaches, and the Minutemen, that's the corporate team of Booz Allen Hamilton.
Go Booz.
Support your favorite team or player with a donation, please, at charityhockeyclassic.com or click the ad on our website. All proceeds go to benefit Innova Blood Donor Services, which supplies nearly 90% of the D.C. area's blood, and your donation is tax deductible. Again, the place to donate online or by mail is charityhockeyclassic.com.
I describe this show as four guys busting each other's balls each day. I will tell you guys that you're going to get a lot of joy when I reunite with some of my Washington Capitals alumni pals.
Because they will be busting your balls.
Well, you've always said they've treated you with the most respect.
Would you like to know my nickname when I played hockey with the Washington Capitals alumni?
Uncle Mike? Yes.
No, it was Gathering Speed.
Gathering Speed.
I do love that.
That's what they used to say.
You're right.
One of the last times my father, God rest his soul, this is how long ago it was that I played hockey with these guys, and they had a videotape of me, and Gary Risling, who I think played for the Pittsburgh Penguins for a number of years.
Makes a great wine.
And he was Mario Lemieux's training camp roommate.
Okay.
And taught Mario Lemieux the ropes of the NHL and all that. And he took the videotape, and when I was down behind the net and I started to break out with the puck, he goes, "And now here's Mike." He sounds like Craig Laughlin. "Now here's Mike O'Mara gathering speed."
That's awesome.
My father had tears. It was great.
Well, I had no idea that was on videotape.
Is there names?
Awesome.
Is there names yet?
Welcome to America, the Wild Wild West. In Cookeville, Tennessee, there's a sign at the Carmike Highland Cinemas prohibiting weapons. When an employee saw a man walk into the Batman showing wearing a holstered pistol, he called police.
Oh, God.
Police entered the screening room and asked, "Would the man with the gun please stand up?"
Oh, no.
Three men stood up. All three had guns. All three had permits, and so were asked to return their guns to their cars. In Thornton, Colorado, a man openly carried a gun into a theater, leading to the evacuation of all the screening rooms there. This particular theater, you see, also serves alcohol.
Yeah, let's put this kid's face up again and continue to make him, you know, a media icon.
Sure.
James Holmes, meanwhile, the media icon you've just mentioned, now faces 24 counts of murder for each of his 12 victims, one count each for premeditation, one count each for extreme indifference. He's also charged with 166 counts of attempted murder and one count for explosive devices. He will now undergo months of psychiatric evaluation. Kids, this is who you want to grow up to be. The Republican-controlled House of Representatives will not start work this week on a bill to avoid a government shutdown. No, instead, Congress will leave for its five-week August vacation. They won't even introduce a continuing resolution until after they return in September, with a government shutdown looming on September 30th. In fact, the House will have only 8 working days that month in which to get the government funded again between their vacation and the presidential election.
What Buzz doesn't have there is the reason they're taking off is they're going to Sturgis.
Yeah, that's right.
To see Carhenge.
They're going to see Carhenge. Well, it's on the way.
I should point out,
coming with us.
Stone, Carhenge is not in Sturgis.
No, Mike.
It's not.
No, it's in Nebraska. Nebraska.
About halfway.
in Nebraska.
See how we learn together?
Wait, Oscar said there was a lot of Carhenges.
Yeah, there's
there are several.
There's several.
All right, we'll go to all of them. All right, Buzz, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy. One thing that
Jimmy Cerita running the show right now.
And doing a damn good job of it.
I disagree with that.
It's nice when Jack Parr comes by, isn't it?
And you get to run my bar. Great.
All right. One thing that would help the budget stop the waste. A new audit says the U.S. poured more than $200 million into a police academy for Iraq that Iraq says it never needed or wanted.
Did this academy have a guy that could make funny noises with his mouth?
Steve Guttenberg was there, the whole gang.
And it didn't work. They made 10 movies.
And the U.S. knew this as it constructed 2 academy buildings. The audit calls the expenditure a waste. The ACLU wants to know what the police are doing with all those license plate photos. Automated license plate readers can snap as many as 3,000 pictures a minute, telling interested government officials where many of us are at any given moment, and all of it with no oversight from the court
system.
Jimmy,
stop playing with your microphone.
The ACLU.
And by microphone, he means microphone.
It's my third eye.
I bet.
If you just let it go, we won't hear
that.
Yeah,
that's right. Don't touch it.
In the kitchen
you have
after
to let
there
it
you
go.
Go. That's it.
The ACLU says the DEA is planning a network of plate readers on major highways across the U.S. So far, only New Hampshire and Maine have any laws restricting the use of these license plate readers.
Good, good, good.
Mitt Romney's European tour continues with more gaffes, some of them coming from his closest advisors. Hey, yesterday.
It's cultural.
Yesterday. At a Polish holy site, a Romney spokesman told a reporter, and I quote, "Kiss my ass and shove it."
That's nice.
The spokesman later apologized.
New song by Snoop Lion.
So far on the trip.
Snoop Lion. Snoop Lion's latest song, Shove It and Kiss My Ass.
Well, that's the B-side.
That's your A and B right there. So far on this trip, Romney has insulted the British, angered the Palestinians, even provoked China to label him a hawk. In other news, a swimmer off Cape Cod has been bitten by a shark. Mm. The increased presence of seals is getting the credit for the increased number of sharks.
You boys remember the seals?
Yeah, we saw seals.
I always wonder that. I mean, we never see them up where we are up there, but I'm surprised at that because where seals are, usually there are sharks.
Sharks.
A flash mob cleared the racks of a clothing store in a trendy section of Chicago Saturday night.
Boy.
2 dozen teens marched into the store and stole thousands of dollars in merchandise. The owner now has the security video on YouTube in hopes the perps can be identified.
Then did they burst into something from The Sound of Music?
Yeah, Glee.
West Side Story.
The power is out for more than 600 million people in India thanks to an overloaded, rickety power grid. Your customer service call today may get routed back to the U.S.
How many people?
600 million.
10 houses.
Thank you, Mitt. And Democrats have just officially, for the first time, added a pro-gay marriage plank to their platform. Finally, the mayor of London is over the moon about the Olympics, calling it both magnificent and bonkers. Boris Johnson.
Is that blonde-haired guy?
Yes, Boris is a little bit heavyset.
He looks like a mess, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really does.
Named Boris. Boris Johnson wrote a column for the London Daily Telegraph this week that is both inspiring and a little creepy. To quote him, "As I write this, there are semi-naked women playing volleyball. They are glistening like otters.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Oh, Michael Maris.
Buzz, you rule.
Where's he keep his balloons? That's it. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Jimmy Cerrito.
Hey, Jimmy.
Can I say hi to Dave and Juan Morgan, Juanapalooza. Love you very much, and good luck with your heart transplant treatment.
Oh, oh very good.
Nice. Wow. Absolutely.
That sounds like more than a treatment. Wow, he's getting a heart transplant?
He got it, and he's doing well.
Get you a new microphone.
Who is this, Uncle Dave?
No. This is a young man.
Oh, really?
A young man.
Wow. Well, good
Juan
luck
Morgan,
to him.
He's in Philadelphia, and he's getting treatments for the heart that he just received.
Good
stuff.
Wow.
And thanks
friend.
To Jade.
They listen every day.
Skinny Girl Vodka is wonderful. You're blowing up around the country, right, with Skinny Girl Vodka. Everything's going great. We appreciate that. But you can always use another show to sponsor, right? Absolutely.
Get the word out, dude.
I'm leaning on her heavy today.
Yeah. But, Mike, you should drink it at Jimmy's, and then... It'll go
Yeah,
from
I
there.
Was going to ask, can you get it at Jimmy's?
It's available there. Michael Mara drinks it at Jimmy's.
Nice. Yes, I do. Absolutely, because I drink a lot. Anyway, that's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today was brought to you by LendingTree.com. Find out how much you can save. Visit TryLendingTree.com.
Do it.
That is T-R-Y, LendingTree.com. And you complete one simple form, enter the code TMOS,
easy.
And compare the offers from up to four lenders. And right now, I'm stunned by it. That the rates are continuing to go down every week. And, you know, it seems like just yesterday I was high-fiving my wife when we got 4%. You can do a hell of a lot better than
I
that
I can
right
now afford two houses.
Oh, hey. All right. Wow. Good stuff. That's look forward to that. Plus, when you enter the code TMOS, you'll get a free mortgage guide filled with tips and tools you need to know. Want to be confident? You'll find the best loan. Visit TryLendingTree.com. Please make a good showing for us from our listeners at Mike O'Mara Show, because really that'll help us out enormously.
No,
show. Enter the code TMOS. Terms and conditions apply. Visit their website for details. That's it. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.
Buffalo. Thank you. Uncle Mike, I love you. I love you. I love you.
All right, let me get comfortable here.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.